Yeah, it was a frustrating performance in the end. The boys put everything into it, and bar a couple of simple mistakes that let them in it. Yeah, we put out a good performance. We probably should have taken the win. I mean, there's not many teams that will score four tries against Exeter at their place and not come away with the 4 points. But, you know, we got two away points at their ground, so we're reasonably pleased, and we're obviously happy with where we are at this point in the season, but still a long way to go and still a lot of tough games coming up.
And obviously, Mike, it is such a competitive league this year, and there's so little, potentially Saracens aside, as they're in great form, but everyone else just beneath, it's so tight, isn't it? Second down to 8th, 9th at the moment.
Yeah, this league is now so tight. It's the tightest league that I've ever been involved in the Premiership. So, yeah, you need to take points wherever you can. So at least we got two losing bonus points in the end. But you need to pick up as many wins as possible, and we're back at home this weekend, and you know, if you have aspirations of top four, you have to win your home games. So we're back at home this weekend. Llanarach will be tough. Even though they lost, they looked like they put in a better performance than they had at the start of the season, so they're going to be tough, and there's always good rivalry when they come to our place. So yeah, we're looking forward to it, and we know it's going to be tough game, but yeah, we're looking forward to being at home.
Absolutely. Obviously, while you were busy away with England, the boys played Irish twice home and away in pre-season, and as you rightly say, Tom Coventry's trying to add that kind of slightly steelier edge, isn't he, but an expansive air to them, and yeah, they are getting there. Could be a really good match.
Yeah, definitely. They've had a lot of changes, especially in terms of their coaching setup, and they've got a lot of new players coming in as well, so it's going to take time for them to make that transition, but it's starting to show. Obviously a few disappointing performances at the start of their season, but they look to be coming on with every game they play, and you know, we don't want to be the team that they, you know, finally get some points over, so we know it's going to be a tough game, and you know, we'll hopefully be ready for that. Off the back of a disappointing loss, we want to put things right back on our home patch, and like I said, if we have aspirations of getting in that top four, you have to win your home games minimum.
And back at home at a 3 o'clock Saturday kickoff, which will be quite nice after quite a few away games, quite a few Friday night games for the boys as well. So it'll be a really good atmosphere for everybody to come and see this local derby in action as well, back at your kind of more familiar kickoff time, I suppose.
Yeah, it's going to be weird being back on a normal Saturday at 3 o'clock. Like you said, we had some real mixed schedules recently, you know, Thursday nights, Friday nights. I think we've had Sunday, we had it all really. The Thursday night definitely being a weird one, with having to come in on Sunday and Saturday to train. Boys weren't too pleased about that, but yeah, it's been weird, but yeah, it'd be great to be back on a Saturday, and the Stoop's always buzzing, always busy, great atmosphere on Saturday, so I'm sure the supporters are looking forward to that kickoff time, and yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back out there.
And obviously, from your point of view, since we've last spoken, Mike, you've signed a new contract that's been confirmed with Quinns as well to take you through to the next stage of your career as well, which is a great decision for the club, and I'm sure great consistency for you, and yeah, a great decision.
Yes, yeah, it's great for me to have sorted out my future at this club. Obviously, I've grown up here. I'm really enjoying it. I think off the back of a disappointed season, I wanted to come back in after the England stuff had finished and see what the vibe was like, see how everyone was getting on. And I was really impressed, so it didn't take me long to finalise everything after I'd seen how we changed the recruitment. Had boys had come in and done a brilliant job of settling in and how focused everyone is, and I think that shows in our performances. So once I saw that, it was an easy decision, and you know, I don't need to move anywhere else. If I'm loving my rugby and enjoying being here, enjoying life off the field, being in London, the missus likes it, which is, you know, always helps.
And a wedding to pay for next year.
Yeah, a wedding to pay for. But no, it's important that you enjoy life off the field as well on it, and you know, there's no better place to be than London. This is a great club as well, great lads, so yeah, enjoying it.